Each Thursday, we talk motoring with David Brown, and today we're talking about something that's very close to my heart. David, how are you, mate?
Is it close to your wallet as well?
Oh, no, it's never been closer to my wallet ever. But I've got to say, as a kid, I enjoyed watching those Walkinshaw Jags get round Bathurst to great success, and I've always had a big fan for the Jaguar vehicle. And it looks like, if you love a big engine, it's going to all come your way in the form of a Jag F-Type.
This is, of course, the extension or the next model after the E-Type, which is quite some time ago. Well, that's not right. There was an XK model in there, but that was more a bulky tourer. This is back to being wonderful, and it's been around for a while, sports car, low-slung sports car. Little hints in the design of the old E-Type, but one of the most elegant profiles, and in any angle car in Australia, but now... they used to have them with a V6 turbo, and now and a V8. Now they've got just the V8 supercharged, which ranges from 331 kilowatts, that's pretty big, to a massive 423 kilowatts. I think I could cope with this, Joe, particular car.
Got that beautiful rumble of the Jags. So that's the only way you can get one is with the V8 in Australia.
Yeah, they're moving to that now. Now, I was talking to James Scrimshaw, their guy from Jaguar Land Rover here in Australia, and he was saying that it's always lovely, they don't sell big numbers, but it's always lovely to have a gorgeous sports car as a hero car part of the range. And it goes back, there was the XK, and then there was the E-Type. And, you know, and even before that, of course, in the 50s, in the decade of the 50s, they won 5 Le Mans with C-types and D-types. The C-type won after only being put together 6 weeks before. It was revolutionary, and that then brought in things like the disc brakes into the D-type. There's a lovely picture of the German Mercedes manager of the team, big solid guy, perhaps carrying a bit of weight, bending down, looking at the brakes of a D-type Jaguar, because they revolutionised much, and they developed it. And, of course, that has been part. You may have remembered having a Corgi Matchbox toy or something,
yes,
which is an E-Type Jaguar.
Yes, most definitely. So, David, are you going to be taking the opportunity to take one for a drive up to the Upper Hunter to visit anyone you know?
Well, yes. Okay, let's see if we can do that. It won't be here for a while. Of course, you know, Range Rover has just put out their new one, which will come onto the market. Fairly expensive vehicle, but come on early next year as well. But let's see if we can do that. That would be fine.
I would enjoy that. I would highly encourage you to do so. I mean, look, I know with the Jags, with all car makers these days, they have their SUVs or they have their sedans, but when it comes to that particular car maker, there's a shape, and it's that low slung, beautiful, you know, silhouette of a Jag that we all know. That's what a Jaguar was meant to look like. That's well, and with the V8, supercharged 5-litre V8, that's what it's meant to sound like as well.
A lot of car companies are just getting to that. Nissan, for example, you know, mainly has SUVs, but has a, you know, the sports car, the 370, and the GTR, basically similar shape, but, you know, the GTR, very performance track type car. And that's the image, you know, that you can have the practicality of an SUV, but you have the car that is reflected in one of these glorious sports vehicles. And you know, more power to that, if you pardon the pun. But it's a great way of, I'm more than happy to try and test the vehicles at both ends of those extremes.
Yeah, as am I. David Brown, as always, thank you very much for joining us to, make us just dream that little bit more. And we look forward to talking more motoring next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Andrew.